variety of people found at Charles University's Czech summer language school in Dobruška is vast. Some have a Czech parent but live in faraway countries and return here to make a connection with their heritage, while others found their way to the Czech language and culture through other means. When I found a classroom full of intermediate students singing a song typically sung in a pub or around a campfire, it was obvious that these students are learning and that they're having fun. In this week's special, you'll meet some of the people who studied in Dobruška this August. Many of the students, like Michael Klimeš, are from the United States. Mr. Klimeš is from a Czech family with deep roots in Spillville, Iowa.
The reason for coming to Dobruška was to improve my Czech language skills so that I can pursue my research better and to get just some better understanding of Czech today and the Czech past.
What does your research involve?
I do specific research on Vojak in Iowa and additionally on Czech immigration to Northeast Iowa. And the Czechs in our part of Iowa came from a fairly concentrated area in South Bohemia.
And your progress here in Dobruška, how do you feel about the course?
Well, I feel my progress is important to me. Large parts of the course are a tongue twister, but I keep working at it, and my writing, I think, is probably progressing better. But overall, it's a very good course, and I'm very glad I was able to come.
And the prospects for coming back?
Good. The longer I'm here, I think, the more I think about coming back and coming back soon.
Suzanne Patterson from Canada has different reasons for enrolling at the summer school.
I have a very strong interest in languages. I teach French immersion in Toronto, and I thought it was time for me to start to learn a brand new language at a certain point in my teaching. And I chose Czech because my sweetheart is Czech from Moravia. And it's been very interesting studying this. It's changed my whole approach to teaching language in Toronto.
How long have you been studying Czech?
I studied for 6 summers in Olomouc at Palatsky University, and now my 7th summer here in Dobruška.
How would you describe the teaching methods here compared to those that you use yourself in Toronto?
Well, the way that it's changed my teaching is I saw how difficult it is as a beginner to learn a language and how much more practice children need to actually speak through language drills and that sort of thing, just to develop their facility. And, you know, we do that sort of thing here.
As we were waiting for the students to return to class after break, Vladka Koreňová, one of the school's teachers, told me about her experiences with the summer program in Dobruška.
I'm here already the 4th year, but teaching only the 2nd year.
And what are the students like? What's your best or your favorite part about teaching the summer school?
Well, each summer school is completely different. I like my students very much because they put their effort to the learning Czech language, and the Czech language is very hard. So I really admire them to come here, to spend here 4 weeks and, you know, try to learn the Czech grammar, the Czech pronunciation. It's so difficult for them. So I really admire them, and I like them very much. I like their questions about the grammar, about the culture here. I like when they actually come and they do the exercise with me, the aerobic, or also I like them during the trips. They are very, very nice personalities you can find there, and it's very nice at all.
And how did you become involved with the school?
Well, first my sister, because she's a teacher of the Czech language. She started to teach at the Charles University with the director Alenka Obstová. And then she started to teach here also in the summer school. My mom is involved as well. She used to teach here as well as my sister. I started to help them, first with the translation to the English language, then with the sport activities and during the trips. I had one bus, one bus to inform what they are going to do, to see, to visit. And then, because I finished last year my studies at the university, at the Charles University in Prague as well, I started to teach after my sister, because now she is in Australia.
And do you think you'll continue with your role during the summers?
I hope so. I like it very much, and I'm really satisfied with my role here, and I really like it.
I am come from South America, from Venezuela. It is Spanish, and it is not difficult. I think that the United States people are very, very confused because we have the same alphabetic letters and they don't change, you know. I think that it's easy, but we have a trouble with the accusative verbs. It's the same, but we have to be careful. And when you ask me, what's your name? Oh, what's my name? I'm very nervous, no? I think that you have to be quiet when you are speaking and be very careful about the use of the accusative verbs and the singular, plural, feminine, or masculine, you know? But it's beautiful. When you love one thing, you do it with passion. And I'm always doing my thing with passion.
Aileen Machado, who you heard there, is a chef in her native country of Venezuela, and she plans to open a restaurant where several international cuisines will be featured, including Czech foods, with Aileen's personal touch, of course.
I will make a little blend of a style like a Pan-American style, Pan-Asiatic style, and I want to give an opportunity in my menu of the Czech Republic style. We have a little community, Czech Republic community in my country, but it's very representative. We have many, their skin colors are black or brown, and they speak Czech. And I think that it's beautiful that give to the Czech Republic the opportunity of try that wonderful flavors. But I will work in the constructions, in the presentations, the textures of the meals, and I hope to be quite beautiful.
And so what does Aileen plan to do once the summer language school in Dobruška finishes?
Well, my plans the next month is to make a little, stay in a restaurant, in typical restaurant in Czech Republic, in Prague, by 1 month. Then I will be in other places, in another restaurant by 1 month more. And I want to visit many other countries like Budapest, Hungary, Vienna. And I love to be in Carcanot. I love to enjoy the mountains, the environment that you have here. It's so wonderful. I love it. I love the people of the country.
And while most of the students at Dobruška are wrapping up their summer vacations and packing to return home, with a lot more Czech under their belts, many of them told me that they'll be back next summer.